and they had a kitchen out away from their living house.
Uh-huh.
And the kitchen was over, was across that little branch. Just across there was the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And of course, later when my daddy built that kitchen, they called that then the smokehouse, where they put their meat to smoke and things
but
like that.
Before that, did they call it anything else, or did they just call it
called it the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And most people down there, they didn't hear, but my grandmother on my mother's side, their house was built of what they called a breezeway between the kitchen and the living quarters.
Uh-huh.
And that was a, like their kitchen part was built here, and then they'd be a, I don't know, kind of, well, it, the roof all went on, but this would be open. I reckon that's what it's called a breezeway, sort of a porch effect, and then you went across that and into the, uh-huh, the bedrooms.
Now, what,
they weren't supposed in those days to have their kitchen with the rest of their house.
Why was that?
That was, I don't know, it's just, it is a thing set off.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't supposed to be in the house.
I see. Well, now, in that kitchen, that was the, when the kitchen was separate, now what was there a fireplace in there?
There'd be a fireplace in there.
What
I
else?
Remember when the fireplace was in the old kitchen up here, big old fireplace and big chimney.
Uh-huh.
And now that chimney was built of rock, and this one of brick.
Uh-huh.
And in that, they had this big old fireplace and that, and a big crane where they could sit, hang three or four pups on there, and big old dog urns and shovel and a big table. They didn't have dining rooms. Everything was done in the kitchen, the big old table where you ate, and a bench for the kids to sit on. The preacher always got a chair when he came. But the kids had to sit on the bench.
Uh-huh. What do you call, it's called the smaller pieces of wood, smaller than the back log.
Now, what did they call it? I can't remember.
Well, there's the...
Yeah, there was a name for that.
Yeah. Some people call it a four-stick.
A four-stick, that's right.
Four-stick?
Yeah, I've got to get a little four-stick and put on that. Uh-huh. I remember that now since you mentioned it. That rings a bell.
And then the small pieces of wood that you use to get the fire started.
Kindle them.
Uh-huh.
And they had white pine for that.
Uh-huh.
Take a knife and shave them down.
I see.
When I first started cooking, when my younger brother, which was nearly 10 years younger than me, we had a wood stove in the kitchen, and I'd tell my daddy now I would get dinner if he would fix so I could build a fire when he'd go out to work, because we just went to school about 4 months and I was home the rest of the time, and we had a girl stand for about 2 weeks, and then I took over, and he would shave those shavings before he'd go out to work. And I'd stick them in the stove and put a match to them, then put some stove wood in. I'd have fire in a few minutes, and I could cook.
And then
finally, I got to like to shave my own shavings.
Uh-huh.
And
out of a stovepipe, you had to clean out.
Oh, sometimes it would get full of soot, and the smoke would all come back and ruin your house.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd have to take the pipe down and take it outside and take an old broom or an old long stick of some kind, tie cloth on it, run up and down that stovepipe and get soot all out. And that got the whole house and everybody black as pot.
Uh-huh.
I remember that well.
Uh-huh. And out of the fireplace, you cleaned out the...
Yeah, we usually clean it out about twice a week, take the ashes out. And, oh, that was something interesting, too. You save the ashes and put them in what they call a hopper. And a hopper was a tree, a great big tree hollowed out, and it had a little spout down at the bottom, and it sat on a block of wood, and that block had little trenches cut, and in the spring they'd fill that up. I've had to do that many times, carry the water and put on the hopper of ashes, and after a while a lye came trickling out down there, and then they took all the scraps of meat that was left from the winter. They'd save every scrap, bone and everything. And they'd put that in a big wash pot, a big old black pot, and so much lye. And then you stood there and stirred and stirred and stirred, and finally came out soap.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can remember doing that.
Doesn't make lye soap. But they,